This is the I Am a Lutheran column, this time featuring Deborah Bondi. She attends Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Livonia, Michigan. She is the founder and director of Seedlings, Braille Books for Children. She says, "I founded Seedlings Braille Books for Children 35 years ago because I heard that Braille books for children were scarce and expensive, more than $100 for a Hardy's Boys book, for example. This kind of tugged at my heart and started me on the path to making free and low-cost Braille books for children. We now produce about 35,000 books per year and make three types: print, Braille, and picture books for toddlers and preschools, print and Braille easy readers for beginning readers, and Braille books as big as the Hunger Games for teens and young adults. The best part is, thanks to generous grants and donations, we've been able to keep the cost to an average of just $10 per book. Increasing the availability of books for all kinds of readers is important because if you get children books, you give them wings. Books can take you anywhere, can help you overcome difficulties. Our Braille books not only give children who are blind the chance to develop a love of reading, but also the literacy skills that will enable them to succeed in school and beyond. Books give the reader knowledge, power, and the ability to understand how others live, which fosters empathy and compassion. People are surprised when I tell them the secondary reason for starting Seedlings. I've always felt that our job on earth is to help other people, but I was in a quandary when it came to choosing a vocation because I'm an introvert and I was extremely shy. I thought making Braille books was the perfect solution because I could make them in my basement and mail them out without ever having to talk to anyone. Well, obviously, God had something different in mind, and now I find myself as the director of a nonprofit organization, and I'm often asked to give speeches and interviews, but I still get very nervous doing so. To honor my daughter Anna, who died after being hit by a drunk driver, I try to do things that will keep her beautiful, loving spirit alive. There are scholarships in her name at her high school at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, where she was a student when she died. At Seedlings, we started the Book Angel program that allows children who are visually impaired and live in the U.S. and Canada to get three free books per year. Since Anna's passing in 2001, we've sent more than 57,000 free Braille books in her name. It helps to know that she is still having a positive impact on people's lives, just as she did when she was alive. To me, church is a place where I can gain a better understanding of God's Word and be empowered to go out and serve others. It's a place where there's a caring community that enables and encourages us to love and support each other. My favorite church memory is definitely the baptisms of my daughters, Anna and Megan. I love the image of God cradling our tiny babies in His loving arms. I cherish the memory of the congregation beaming when the children were held aloft after being baptized. I took solace in the knowledge that we weren't raising the children alone because the congregation promised to help us teach them how to pray and learn the Scriptures. I cling to the promises of God's love, grace, and eternal life that were proclaimed on those special days. To me, grace means that even though we mess up, God loves and forgives us. Even though we feel unworthy, God reminds us that Jesus died for our sins and that our place in God's kingdom is secure. It's important to me to serve my community because I believe that is what God calls us to do. We can love and serve others because God first loved us. I share my faith by doing my best to use my God-given talents and gifts for good in all aspects of my life, in my relationships, in my work, in how I donate my time and resources, by working to consume less and share more, by working to stay healthy, and by working for peace and justice in our world. I'm a Lutheran because we believe that grace is a gift from our loving God. I grew up working hard to try to earn everyone's approval, but often felt like I fell short. I need to hear every day that God's love and approval don't need to be earned because they have been freely given. And because of this great gift, we can, in turn, love and serve others.